time I'm thinking past tomorrow. When I am left, throw away my shot.
Hamilton, Chicago, The Lion King, Wicked. Four of Broadway's biggest shows are back.
It is very exciting. We planned our trip around it.
The famous TKTS booth also reopened today to a long line. Visitors from all over Arizona.
First time in the city.
To Israel.
We're going to go to The Lion King, and I'm super excited.
All 41 Broadway theaters can now reopen at full capacity, but everyone, including performers and staff, must be fully vaccinated. Audience members have to mask up regardless of vaccination status.
It's in our heart and soul. It's also so much of what people do to make a living in this town.
The star of Waitress joining the city's mayor for his daily press conference.
I feel so lucky to be here. And this, like you said, is just a magic day for the entire theater community.
The Great White Way was one of the first places to shut down during the pandemic, among the last to fully reopen.
It took time to get to a point where we have a kind of critical mass of vaccination.
For performers, it's been devastating. Hamilton's Tamar Green talked to us about it almost exactly a year ago.
Everything stopped. All your income stopped. All your passion stopped. And so you're like, I'm literally just existing.
Very talented young man. Very happy to be back in business tonight. And just to give you a sense of how big that business is, pre-pandemic, about 250,000 people saw a Broadway show every week, generating about $15 billion a year here in New York. It's a lot of money, Marnie.